The real-time counter on the GSMA Intelligence website shows the constant rise of mobile phone subscribers worldwide. The market is still huge and there's plenty of money to be made, but there's a design challenge for manufacturers.
How do you differentiate a rectangular block with a touchscreen, a battery and a camera? And what we've seen at Mobile World Congress is some of the manufacturers trying to address that with some of the launches they've delivered.
For Sony, it's all about the camera. Its Xperia X phone has a camera that is ready to take pictures in less than 0.6 seconds. LG's new G5 has a modular design and an assortment of attachments that add battery life and upgrade the phone's camera function. Samsung's Galaxy S7 has a larger battery, and you can add memory as much as 200 gigabytes. But these gadgets cost a lot, so manufacturers in China and India are coming out with cheaper smartphones.
So we're seeing a swing from developed markets to developing markets. So more Chinese brands, more Indian brands, and I think potentially also more African brands in the future as well.
But with cameras that can shoot 360 degrees, another opportunity is opening up, virtual reality. Samsung is already pairing its phone with VR goggles.
These are the devices that are going to create loads of content, and user-generated content is going to be key to driving the market.
Manufacturers are hoping that very soon, almost everybody will want a set of VR goggles for gaming, exploring distant places, or mingling with friends and family who are not physically present. And connectivity may soon be available to new areas.
We're this year going to launch our first satellite over Africa in order to be able to work with operators to extend connectivity and beam down internet there.
CCS Insight predicts that by the end of this year, consumers will buy as many as 13 million VR headsets.